Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as my sexual awakening, Paul Rudd as People Magazine's sexiest man alive, House of Gucci, my brand new Vitamix, and Big Bird getting canceled for being a vaccine peddler. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Oh, hey, you squirrel.
Oh, hey.
Girl, boy.
Hey.
Turtle, monkey.
Congratulations.
On what? What I do now.
Isn't that you? In this, as the sexiest man alive, People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, it was no, that's, me. Can that,
wait,
confirm.
Hold on, it's loading. Oh, the pixel's loaded. It's Paul Rudd. Never mind.
Do I look a little like Paul Rudd?
White, brown hair. If I were squinting, if the LASIK had gone wrong, maybe.
No. You would what? Think it's me or I would could, blow I, him?
If I could, no, I'm kind of, well, maybe a little bit of both, you know what I'm saying? Do you agree, do you disagree? Is Paul Rudd sexiest man alive?
There are far too many fucking people that live on this planet for us to think that we collectively know the sexiest man alive.
Well, we did it. We figured it out.
They're pulling from a pool of probably like 10 people or like potentials.
They're pulling from a pool of people whose publicists have submitted them for sexiest man alive.
You think? Has Lisa ever submitted you?
Well, you do the math. Head back to 2016's People's Magazine to see their sexy at every age page now, and take a gander at who was their sexiest man at 27.
Katy Perry's best ringtone?
It's not me. It's not me.
Now, I know they've... Is this People? Who did this article?
People. People. Now, People Magazine, I think their biggest claim to fame must be sexiest man alive. Isn't that their thing?
I had a journalism class in college. I had to do a whole report on People Magazine. We did not choose the sexiest man alive issue. My question is,
yes.
Now I know they've had diversity problems with this category over the years, but have they ever had someone who isn't straight?
Actually, I have no clue.
Probably not.
Every year, sexiest man alive. Probably.
No, there's no way. They just started considering people of color like 2 years ago.
Sir Mel Gibson, Mark Harmon. Who the hell is that? Harry Hamlin, John F. Kennedy,
Lisa
Sean
Rinna's-
Connery.
Lisa Rinna's husband, Harry Hamlin, was
Tom
sexiest
Cruise?
Man alive. What year was Harry Hamlin?
Harry Hamlin was 1987.
While
Patrick
I was
Swayze.
May he rest in peace.
Keanu Reeves.
How many of the sexiest men alive are now not alive?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. You want me to do that Google for you? I don't want that in my search history. How many sexy people are dead? I can't Google that.
Well, if they're going to have, if they're going to have sexiest man alive, we should have sexiest dead man.
Well, the pool for sexiest dead man grows larger every year.
Not sexiest man?
Well, the sexiest man pool, the sexiest man pool is like, is condensed to people who are alive, and that it adds people every year, but it also loses people every year. The sexiest dead man pool.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Grows every year.
I was going to say, we're definitely outbirthing our death rate. No.
I don't think so. But you're right. This is the first year that we haven't in a while.
You're right. So, like, because people have been dead forever. So
like, you're telling me.
Hello, big pool. Let's start it. That'll
the
be
Deadpool. The Deadpool is kind of like a wave pool, and I pooped in it. Keep your mouth closed in the wave pool, baby. Let me tell you. If there's piece of advice I could give someone,
have you ever shut down a water ride at a amusement park?
For what reason? Are you going to clarify, or just in general?
Either poop or puke. Those are the only two reasons they shut it down. Probably blood also.
Murder? We just watched, what's the movie we just watched? Girls Would Be Girls.
Did they shut down something because of murder?
Don't you remember the pool party where she is, there's a dead woman in the pool? And she's all like, no, don't leave so early. I can bust out the orgy coke.
I guess I slept through that part.
Maybe How dare you?
Maybe I had gotten up to get a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my brain was very tired from 3 days of festivaling when we watched that movie. So I can't be held responsible for what I remember and don't remember from movies.
It's worth a rewatch. You know I bought it.
Rewatched Arrival with you that weekend, and I had seen Arrival and I didn't remember what that was all about, or at least how it ended.
I think it's Amy Adams as the fumbling doctor.
Yep.
Really, actually, maybe.
Jeremy Renner's there.
Oh, yeah. You know what movie we just rewatched? Well, I rewatched it because I've seen it. It's probably the movie I've seen the most in my life.
The Family Stone.
That's a hint.
A Bug's Life.
No.
The B-movie.
No.
The original Batman and Robin, because you used to jerk it.
Close, based on jerking it. No, Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor.
I've never seen it.
What?
Starring Donny Osmond?
Donny Osmond, my sexual awakening.
Is that?
Shirtless for almost all the movie. I was in fifth grade, thirsting.
Is that a musical turned into a movie? Was that the original, or was it a movie?
I don't know what came first. The Donny Osmond or the...
The chicken, baby.
Or Joseph. Go, 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 Joe. Or the dream coat.
So I remember when I was in seventh grade, approximately, could have been maybe, I don't know, sixth, fifth. It was around the time I made my best like guy friend. Anyways, I went to his house and his mom was listening. I mean, you could probably just tell me when the CD came out. His mom was listening to the Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat CD, and I loved it. I would like ask her to restart it, to replay it. I couldn't tell you a single one of the songs now, but I know there was a big song on there that I loved.
Okay, so the musical came out in like the 80s on Broadway.
Then, yeah, this was definitely the like movie version.
And then Donny Osmond was 1999. Yeah, I had just turned 10, and oh my God, I was like,
99.
I was hard as a rock.
Bitch,
for the whole experience.
In 99, I was in ninth grade. Like, I guess I was older and still gay.
The movie is the campest movie you will see of a movie musical. It is, every minute of it is ridiculous. It's over the top. It's in on the joke. It's, you will laugh, you will cry. You might pop a 911 if you're lucky. It's good.
I sure hope I do.
Hudson liked it.
I think.
I'll
look for his Rotten Tomatoes review.
He was on the journey. Hudson doesn't do that. He's no Zodiac killer.
The Zodiac killer left Rotten Tomatoes reviews?
Oh my God, yeah. And he would like sign them the Zodiac killer and shit. Don't you remember? Oh. I feel like we talked about this.
All we talked about was how he commented on Joanne.
I think he liked Art Pop. I don't remember.
Listen, I was watching. Have you? Do you still watch We're Here? Did you ever watch We're Here on HBO?
Yeah. I'm not all the way caught up, but what's up?
I've cried during every episode. Season two has really been delivering. I was going to say there was an incredible Bob the drag queen wig reveal moment in, I think, episode four.
No, you didn't see it coming.
I really didn't see it coming. But then in episode five, Shangela and one of the people that they like make over and put into drag perform Aura by Gaga. And I thought this would be right up your alley. I've never seen a drag queen perform Aura, and I was very happy with the entire experience.
Gaga perform Aura, no?
And they took me right back to you and I being the only ones appreciating her playing Aura at the Vegas set.
She played Aura at the Vegas set?
You and I were there. We were the only ones dancing, surrounded by a bunch of mom and dad realtors who were in the pit.
Ooh. Get in the pit and find a look, try to lure someone. Was that what it is?
Get in the pit and try to lure someone.
Do you ever?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, you know what I do?
What? You missed a really big opportunity to go right from Joseph the Technicolor Dreamcoat to the Wicked cast.
Oh, we sure, care? We'll do it. That's what I do. Something wicked this way comes?
Listen, I don't know anything Elphaba about the cast other than Ariana Grande. That's all I caught.
Can you do an Ariana Grande impression?
Elphaba.
Elphaba.
No, I don't know. I'm not breathy enough.
I sound nothing like her, so if you're an Ari stan, I'm sorry. Or if you're Ari, hey, girl.
Did I tell you this story of when I was at Toad Hall, which is a gay bar here in San Francisco, and the DJ started playing 3435, which I was like, okay, next. And
thank you, next.
Yes. And you know how the DJ booth is in like a, it's like surrounded by plexiglass, like off to the side.
Some like pre-COVID, they were ahead of their time.
Oh, they were. Some 6'7" gay came running out of the crowd and banged on the glass. Like he was banging like at a, like an animal in a cage, and he was yelling "Yes, Legend" because the DJ was playing 3435 by Ariana Grande, and I thought,
well, you know that 6'9" gay is somewhere in the Castro celebrating the Wicked casting.
He really is. He's so excited. It was like Ari's biggest fan.
I am happy about it because there was a tweet of Ariana Grande tweeting like, oh my God, just saw Wicked in like 2011. Like, oh my God, just saw Wicked. My dream role is to play, Glinda and blah, 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 blah.
Which one is she playing, Elphaba or Glinda?
She's playing Glinda.
Glinda?
Glinda, yeah. The like, the ditzy
Kristen
pink.
Chenoweth character?
Kristen Chenoweth. I do believe that is true.
I
yes.
see her much more as an Elphaba. I'm blown away.
I think we're going to find Ariana Grande as Glinda to be hilarious. I think it's going to be iconic.
I hope.
She has a sense of humor. She has timing. She can sing.
Wait.
What?
Are you saying Ariana Grande loves to laugh?
She loves to laugh. She loves to make others laugh.
Kind of her. Kind. So kind.
So kind. She's a kindness punk.
Is James Corden in it?
As of right now, I do not think so. But... as you know, he does get cast in everything.
He does have a publicist.
He is People Magazine's sexiest cat alive. I don't know if you saw that from Cats.
No.
Did you see Cats?
I didn't. And you know what's weird is like, didn't Cats come out like Christmas time 2019?
Yeah, it was like the last movie I saw in theaters.
Oh, baby. Before pre-COVID?
It was pre-COVID. I was on shrooms in the theaters. It was all, everything was wrong. Let me tell you, there are some film experiences that you might enjoy on shrooms. I, for some reason, thought, you know what? Let's lean in. They're here. They are. I'm already hear bad things about the movie. Like maybe it'll be trippy because of the graphics and shit. It was terrible. I hated the experience.
Wow.
Not good.
Can't believe I got your Rotten Tomatoes review, Zodiac Killer.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, Pam.
Now, what was that thing you were talking about?
You're gonna have to narrow that down. What do you mean? Baby,
I was just giving you an opportunity to pick a topic.
Oh,
baby.
Wicked? Were we talking Wicked?
I had moved on. I was ready for something new.
Oh. Well, we didn't even talk about the full casting.
The fuck's on the cast? Tell me.
Cynthia Erivo? Am I saying her name right? She is playing Elphaba. She's a Broadway star. You definitely have seen things or heard things about her if you're listening. But
she was in that HBO Stephen King miniseries and was incredible. It was not a singing role. It was just an acting role, and she was incredible.
I think she was in Wicked, before, maybe.
All right,
who fucking knows? I don't know.
Whomstelst is there?
I think that's it we have for now.
Oh my God.
I think James Corden is Bach.
So you literally just said to me, wait, we didn't talk about the whole cast, and then you had one other person to name?
Well, I mean, it's a show of two women, and you only want to talk about one of the women? Let's talk.
Is she playing Elphaba?
Yes.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
And James Corden is Bach. As the wizard, as the fumbling wizard.
Is that real?
No, but there is a petition going around that the last I saw it had change.org petition that had 10,000 a few days ago, 10,000 signatures being all like, please don't cast James Corden in this movie.
I hope they're sending it directly to Ari.
My interactions with James Corden have been lovely, but ooh, the internet's not about that situation. There is a thing such as oversaturation. Maybe is
it's
that the word?
That.
Overexposure.
Nobody loves what's Lisa always used to say. It's like everyone loves nothing more they love than the rise than the fall of a celebrity. Mm. Everybody's all yes, give me that carpool karaoke, and then they're like, no, thank you.
No, take it away.
We changed our mind.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping Gaga never gets close to that again, because she was there for Art Pop, and I feel like we're bubbling up to that moment. She needs to...
flew a little too close to the sun.
I mean, House of Gucci, House of Gucci, she's coming, baby.
Listen, the week that this episode comes out, I'm seeing the movie an early release.
Well, the embargo is lifted and everyone's allowed to talk about it. Do you want to hear my thoughts or should I wait?
No, don't spoil it for me. You're going to have to
wait. Well, there's no spoilers.
You're going to have to
wait
like 2 weeks out.
Okay, I'll wait.
Hold on. You texted me. Do I want to know your thoughts? You texted me and you said, so I saw House of Gucci, and I immediately replied and said something like, how was it? And then I had to wait 14 hours for a reply that was just like, good.
I can't get into it. There's an embargo, my dear.
Oh, is that?
You're the media.
Is that what that was? Well, I did have a media VIP pass at Outside Lands.
You want to share that story?
I saw it coming. Oh, I didn't see it coming. I've tried to find this text. It was very anticlimactic.
Well, okay, so I'll save my House of Gucci thoughts, I guess.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wednesday, November 3rd at 11:22 p.m. Well, I saw House of Gucci. I immediately replied, and? You, 14 hours later. It was good, I guess. Gaga was great.
Yes. Yeah, that's my review. Here's the problem. There's no amount of movie that could be good enough to add an additional 45 minutes to what it needs to be.
If I see her, listen, I know.
She was incredible. A lot of parts were incredible and great and good, but the movie was too long for me.
Good to know. My only problem is, I wish it's just like the Gaga fandom will be all, give her her Oscar, without ever seeing another movie the entire year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is every award show for anybody who ever loves anything. You root for who you know, and you act like the other ones don't even deserve it because you never consumed it.
Yeah.
That's Grammys, that's Oscars, that's Tonys.
Those are the music fans that, get on my nerves. It's like, yes, you can have a pop queen, but let's be realistic here.
I think she was good. Do I think she deserves a nomination? Yes. Do I think she's going to have the win? I haven't seen the other people that are possible in the category, so I don't know.
So how do you know if she should be nominated if you haven't seen other performances?
Because I think it was to the caliber of deserving of recognition and adoration.
Maybe it's going to be a deep year, baby. There's lots of... lots of people. If I see that clip, I'm just like, they really like to run with this clip of her tapping that spoon on that coffee cup and then saying whatever that fucking line she says. It's they put it in every trailer.
Get ready. It's in the movie, too.
Thank God I'm seeing it for free and not spending my own money.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, speaking of pop queens, did you see Big Bird going off?
And I heard Big Bird got vaccinated.
Hell yeah.
I saw Hillary Clinton posted a picture with Big Bird.
That Big Bird got that big shot.
Vax queen.
Yeah, well, he's now the government's tracking him, so.
Hello.
Best of luck.
If Big Bird has a cell phone, he's already been being tracked, baby.
You think Big Bird has a cell phone?
How else does he tweet?
With his beak.
You think he got a laptop or a desktop?
He's got a standing desktop.
Is Big Bird Windows or Mac? What is it? Mac or PC?
I bet he's done ads for one of them. I'm sure we could figure this out. I'm sure he's held a phone in a picture before. I'm not Googling it right now if anybody wants to.
Big Bird does love to laugh.
Does he?
Did any of the
other
puppets?
Is Big Bird particularly funny? I don't think he is. I think he's actually not.
I think
Is he dry? As far as Muppets go, Big Bird is pretty like calm and like.
Did anyone else get vaccinated? Oscar the
no,
Grouch?
No, just Big Bird. Just Big Bird.
Elmo.
I think.
Oh, is he the only one old enough?
Are there any Muppets that are anti-vax? I'm
probably
trying to think. Rizzo. Who are the two old men? Up in
the
stands,
sit in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Are those Sesame Street? I mean, I guess a Muppet's a Muppet, right?
A Muppet's a Muppet, baby.
Do you think Gonzo got vaxxed?
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You think he got Johnson & Johnson one and done?
Probably.
Hey, I heard you asked me to remind you when we were recording to tell me a story about your Vitamix.
Well, there's not a story, but I got a Vitamix. It's incredible.
How's that going to fill 10 minutes of time?
What do you mean? I could and I will and I should and I would do it.
Now let's just listen to blender noises for 10 minutes straight.
Let me say this. So at some point, I never bought a blender in my life. At some point, I inherited a blender.
You probably stole that from me.
I don't know where it came from, but it was in my kitchen. And then I had a blender. And then I was like, where did this come from? And I just had a blender. Anyway,
I got it for you for your housewarming gift.
If you did, how dare you? Because it was terrible from the get-go. It had always been so bad. The top of it, you know how it has like a little plastic thing on the lid where you can take the plastic thing off and put stuff in?
Yeah.
Well, at some point, Nick, when he was living with me, he pushed down on it and it went into the blender and the plastic got shredded. So that was all sharp and broken. The blender itself has a crack running down all the side of it. And so like sometimes it seeps a little bit.
Did you throw it away yet?
I did.
Good.
I recycled it.
I was like, don't let that sit in your cabinets.
Oh no. As soon as the Vitamix arrived, the blender was gone.
I heard it was like a early Christmas present.
It was, because I was like, we had already had the conversation of like, oh, that would be a great Christmas thing as like to ourselves. And I'm like, okay, well, Christmas is far. So,
yeah, I heard the other half of the story directly.
And here I have it. And here it's arrived. And now I am making smoothies in no time flat.
Do you just keep it out on the counter? Because it's you use it every day?
Yeah, and plus it's like a KitchenAid where it's like, oh, what a joy to look at that.
Pretty sexy, sleek. Crazy, pretty, sexy, cool.
Yeah, I feel sexy, I feel confident, I feel stupid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a perfect addition. It's currently between my Nespresso and my SodaStream.
Well, awesome.
The kitchen's popping.
I can't wait to come visit.
Hey, what's the latest in Animal Crossing?
Oh my God. I officially love it, but I have a lot of questions. But okay. But I'm trying to allow myself to enjoy it by not like rushing through anything. And I'm trying to pace myself. But I'm thoroughly in loving the like, what do they call the like extra downloads?
The DLC?
Yeah. What's that? What does that even mean? Downloadable content?
I don't know. It's the expansion is what I keep calling it.
Yeah, well, they call it DLC, but I bought it for Smash Brothers because they added more fighters. They've been rolling them out like quarterly. And then the Animal Crossing one I just love. I'm loving the vacation homes. I'm loving that you can build like properties on the island, like a cafe and a school and a restaurant.
Oh, I haven't done any of those yet.
Oh my God, it's... And then you get to assign jobs to the people who have the vacation homes who live on the island.
Oh my God, how fun.
So last night I was so stoned. My roommate is out of town. I was like, I can just like order takeout. And I did the thing where you order like two takeouts because then I'm going to have one for lunch today. And I built a restaurant and it looks so cute. And then I got to assign head chef, like sous chef, like a waiter or a waitress, and then like a clerk to run the cashier, and you get to put them in work clothes.
Oh,
baby.
My God.
I was into it. I figured out how to invite one of my residents from my actual island to the vacation island so that they can have a vacation home. I mean, Tia's worked hard. She's been a maid her whole life. She deserves a vacation home.
Is Tia the first one that's going to get a vacation home? Or does she already have one?
I built it last night, baby. I did the restaurant and I did Tia's vacation home. She was the first one from like my island. So like you could take Rodney and give him a vacation home on your island.
I'm trying to think who I would want to like to I guess Rodney would be the one.
Yeah. I mean, who do you have an all-time fave? Do you have someone you don't imagine like letting go?
I think Rodney is here with me forever. I did have, yesterday was a, we had a, an emergency stream.
Babe.
Sherb asked to leave the island.
I never really understood the Sherb hype.
Everybody loves Sherb. Even I did a poll on my Instagram and I was like, should we let Sherb go? Sherb wants to leave. Everyone was like, do not let him leave. The majority said no. I said, fuck y'all, you're stupid. And you know what? Every time I do a poll about like villager hunts and who we should keep, who we should not keep, people get it wrong every time. The public opinion is always wrong. I take it into account, but they said no to Rodney. They said no to Sprocket.
Yeah.
They said no to Hopper.
And those are some like, of the faves.
Those are the icons. Those are the legends. And so yesterday, we did a villager hunt, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do. And on ticket number 3, we found Grizzly, who I had previously said no to, and I regretted it, and now he's on the island again.
Like, oh, look at you.
He is here to stay, and I think he's going to – I hear he has eyes for Shep. Since, like, Sherb and Shep are on the rocks, they're currently long distance because Sherb left the island. Shep and Grizzly might kind of
– fuck.
I don't know.
Listen, my only, I was going to say only complaint, but that's a lie. I still have lots of complaints about Animal Crossing. I just wish they had, because you know, there's like 8 personality types. I just wish there were 10 so that you could like always have one of the 10, like filling a slot. I mean,
that's
cute.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I did for a long time. And then I just started like taking people and now I have like 6 normal types, which is annoying. And I really need to like clean them out. But
I don't look at their type, except I do not want the pop stars or the aspirational I want to be a pop star types. I do not want them.
Well, wait, so that like breaks it down. I believe anyway, it breaks it down. So like that's like a peppy type, but then there's a variety of peppy types. Like only some of them really like music.
Mm. Yeah, no. As soon as they start talking about their pop star career, it's over for me.
I started, I had, one of the first ones I got was Blue Bear, and she was a peppy, like, pop star wannabe, and I actually loved her. I think she was the only one who pulled it off, and it was, like, cute and funny. The other ones I thought, really, you think you can sing?
I'm into the grumpy ones.
Yes.
Hopper.
Cranky bitches.
And I hear that Grizzly is cranky, so I'm like, oh my God, and here's what I think is going to happen. Grizzly lives in the campsite area with Brenda in the mushroom area. So I think Grizzly's going to be into shrooms. And Shep is our resident weed dealer slash
Shep
grower.
Shep looks like a weed
Shep is a stoner. Smoker. So I feel like the two of them are going to like really hit it off.
Have you started inviting any of the people to Harv's Island?
I haven't done that yet.
Okay, well,
Wait. You mean inviting the NPCs?
Yeah, to, like, that backyard area.
Yes. Okay. So I've done, like, half of them, but you can only do one a day, so it's kind of like I'm doing them as I do them.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we could talk about Animal Crossing only for another hour, but we gotta go.
We gotta go. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me literally on Animal Crossing. My company's giving us like a day off as like a mental health day and my roommate's gone and literally one of my villagers asked to move out. So it means I can really spend some time looking for a new villager that I want.
You should stream it. Why not?
I mean, I could.
I know you've done it before, so maybe.
I've done it before, baby.
Okay, well, let us know how it goes. Who's your number one that you're searching for?
Oh my God.
We're going to send you luck.
So there's this monkey named Elise.
I've never heard.
And she's a snooty type and she's got glasses and like a big mole on her face. And somebody was like talking shit about her once. And then I looked at pictures of her and kind of fell in love with her. And I've never had a monkey on my island, so I've got big, big hopes for Elise.
Okay, well, keep me posted.
And I want a snooty type back. I love the snooty types. They're like sassy. Fashionista bitches.
Totally.
Just like me and you. Hey, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me playing Animal Crossing too. And
fuck yeah.
You know, chilling, basically. Sometimes.
I love to chill.
Yeah, you can find us also on the Discord. If you're not on the Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Have tea.
It's true. Okay, later.
Bye.